Good morning, everyone. Well, today is the 28th of December, 2017, and I want to read through the 27th Psalm, make some comments about it. I've already had started making comments about the Psalm, and for some reason it didn't start recording. I probably didn't push the button. Good morning, everyone. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? I was pointing out that the Lord is my light in the midst of a dark, evil, corrupt world. The Lord is my salvation. I had nothing to do with it. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And we were talking yesterday, Rosette, my wife and I were talking, how God has protected us over the years and His providence in our business and all other areas. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in His temple. Well, that's a wonderful thing, to inquire in the temple of the Lord. Because when we're inquiring in the temple of the Lord, we're inquiring in Christ, because He is the temple. He is the tabernacle. He is the building made without hands. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me, and He shall set me upon a rock. There's a song we used to sing, "The Lord's my rock, in Him we hide a shelter in the time of storm." You know, we have a lot of storms in our life. You know, we have storms of every imaginable kind that would come against us. You know, storms of illness and pain, storms of economic downturn, storms of family challenges, storms of vocational challenges, all kinds of things. But He says, the psalmist says, that he shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me, and set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted above mine enemies around about me. Therefore I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord. I have found that when I am praising God, I cannot be downhearted. When I'm praising God, He can lift me from discouragement and depression, and cause me to hope in Christ. Hear me, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, "Seek ye my face," my heart said unto thee, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Notice he talks about the God of his salvation again. He knows where his salvation comes from. We know where our redemption comes from. comes from the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I'm glad that we have an Abba Father that we can take all of our troubles to. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, there's no other place to go. There's no other place to go in this world but to Christ. He is our refuge. He's our strength. He's our hope. He's the one who paid the price for our sins. He's completed the work that he set out to do. He said it is finished. And so this morning, let us continue to cry out to the Lord when we're in trouble. Let us not rely upon ourselves, upon this feeble frame that we're in, this feeble body that's racked by pain and sorrow and sin and suffering. But let us go to Christ. Let us cry out to him for mercy. He is an eternal Father, an everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. It says that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. You know, it also says that he made intercession for the transgressors. He also says that by his stripes we're healed. There are many beautiful promises in the Bible given to his people. But the greatest of all these promises is that he came to save his people from their sins. He has provided eternal redemption for them. We're told that his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. In the midst of this world where we find so much contention and strife, we can go to him. We can go to him. I'm reading in Romans 8:15. He says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. For if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Well, this morning let us rest in the assurance that Christ has prayed for us. Just like he prayed for Peter, he's prayed for us. He sees our frame. He knows that we're dust. He knows, what we're dealing with. He created us. He knows us. He says in John 17:20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. He's prayed for us. He says that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Now this is a continuation of Christ's prayer for us. Father, I will also that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. This is God's prayer, Jesus Christ's prayer for us. So this morning let us rest in the consolation that we have been predestinated unto adoption, and we have an Abba Father who's continually caring for us. God bless.